Dr. Sylvia Earle grew up in Dunedin and was the first female chief scientist at the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration. She's clocked more than 7,000 hours underwater and helped design undersea vehicles that allow scientists to explore the deep ocean. WUSF's Kathy Carter recently spoke with Dr. Sylvia Earle about her work, including Mission Blue, which seeks to create a worldwide network of marine protected areas called Hope Spots.
Dr. Earle, how did growing up in Dunedin shape your relationship with the ocean?
Well, I haven't tried very hard to grow up. I'm still working on it. But being in Florida at that time, and I think it still is, it's a magical place. The Gulf of Mexico on one side, the Atlantic on the other, the Caribbean to the south. It's just a place that is blessed by nature that, unfortunately, I've been a witness to how my species has displaced many others in the course of what we think of as our prosperity. But we've gone a bit too far, not respecting the natural systems that are fundamentally the basis of our of everything that we care about, fundamentally our survival. But we need a planet that functions in our favor. As we increase our numbers, the rest of the natural systems are being decreased. And owing not just to our numbers, but to the comprehensive way that our technologies have enabled us to consume the rest of the world.
You have said that we take the oceans for granted.
As a child, like just about everybody else, I thought the ocean was basically infinite in its capacity to recover no matter what we put into it or what we took out of it. Although it really didn't make sense, even at the time, to throw things in the ocean. That's what people thought we could do, to do with anything we didn't want close to where we live. Barges of trash were taken out and dumped into the ocean. It began to be evident even in the 1950s that, oh, it doesn't go away, it comes back. There is no away on this little blue speck in the universe. It's whatever is here, and it all connects.
Tell us a little bit more about Mission Blue and specifically the Hope Spot initiative. And I know we have one recently on Florida's Gulf Coast.
That's right. The whole idea behind Mission Blue and getting community-supported areas with champions who step up and say, we care. We're going to commit to taking this part of the ocean, this part of the planet, and do what we can to go from where we are to get to a better place. Ultimately, to do for the ocean what early in the 20th century was done for the land in terms of national parks. Some say the best idea America ever had. It's an idea that seems logical when you think about it. If we don't consciously embrace the natural systems and protect them, we'll lose them. Breeding areas, feeding areas. Where did the tuna go to hoop it up and make more tuna? Well, we should protect those areas if, in fact, we want to have tuna going forward. Let's get people who know their backyards, who understand the importance, and who are really inspired to work with their communities, work with the local leaders, state leaders, to use whatever means are available. New technologies, submersibles, to be able to explore the ocean. But the end result of all this, to embrace the ocean with care for the planet and for us.